Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Please, I want to briefly talk about, and I don't know if we're going to have full time to talk about it, but I will begin to share. I want to share on vision, you know, value-based vision management. This is our vision moment. This is a vision moment, and we'd like to share from time to time about it. But you understand, we're told in Proverbs 29:18 that without vision, the people will perish. They'll cast off restraint. They can't restrain themselves. So we're looking at a nation right now that doesn't have vision. We're looking at a church who doesn't have vision. We're looking at, you know, whole political parties. I mean, obviously you need a vision, but they don't even know they need a vision, you know. But, you know, vision, when you have vision, vision gives you clarity in your life. It gives you clarity. Vision gives you purpose. Vision gives you purpose. It gives you purpose in your life. Vision helps you to see from your heart when your eyes are blinded from life circumstances. Vision gives meaning to your life struggle. Vision helps you be decisive and make clear choices without second guessing, because it either fits, and if it don't fit, you must acquit. It either fits the vision for where you're going or it doesn't, so you can make quick, easy decisions. People that are really indecisive, they don't have a vision. They don't know where they're going, so that this could be, maybe this is the direction, maybe that's the direction. The vision can be good and vision can be bad, but think about it. Even the corporate world understands this. And Jesus talks about it. He says, even the people in the world understand the signs and the seasons, but you, my own people, don't even understand it. The corporate world totally understands vision. And what much of the church doesn't really understand. I mean, considering what God is saying very plain to us, without it, you perish. Mm-hmm. Now, corporations, they decide what their desired goal is for their company. They take their time in breaking it down to what they really want, what that really means, and they determine a few key words that kind of spell it out. But it's just key words. They understand that they have to be very basic and to the point. And then these key words, they actually give kind of a clarifying statement to each of these particular words. And you think about it, and they make it brief. It's got to be real brief in there. Then they share this particular vision in all their meetings, in their large meetings, small meetings, their one-on-one. They measure their success by this vision. They print it off on all their printed material. They have it on their advertising, on their business cards, on their brochures, on their web pages. They post it on tiles and things inside of elevators where their customers and employees have to see it. Mm-hmm. When you think about the Sam's Club, or you think about the Marriott hotels, they even come to a point where they'll, every day before they start their day, they'll actually repeat out loud, like a choir or chorus of people, and they would say out loud and sing the vision. And look how successful Sam's is. Look how successful Marriott is. I mean, they're charging, what, $500 for a hotel room when somebody else can only charge $30 because there's no vision. Right. You just got to hope somebody's needing a room versus the vision draws them into it. So it makes me really think about Jacob. You know, Jacob was chosen by God. His name eventually became Israel, which you know today, which is the lineage of Jacob. And I think about him working for his evil uncle, Laban. And he worked for him about 7 years, and he wanted to marry his daughter. And he swindled him, basically gave him one daughter. He said, you can have this other daughter if you work for me for 7 years. But you also, he worked out a deal where he could have, because he tended the sheep for his uncle. And there's sheep that didn't have good marking. They had like spotted, speckled, and striped sheep. And he made it up, says, listen, you know, uncle, you know, messed me over, Laban. That if I'll do that, but can I have all these mismarked sheep? And of course, there were not many of them. Of course, his uncle goes, sure, you can have those two or three, whatever, however many it's going to be. And so he worked another 7 years. But while he was tending the sheep, what Jacob did, Jacob knew that because he tended them, that they always went to the same watering hole to be able to water, to drink water. And he took sticks, and then these sticks, he cut up, carved them up to where they were spotted, speckled, and striped. He made them look that way. So every day, the sheep would go down to be able to drink the water, and they'd have to look at the sticks the same way the corporate world understands. You got to look at the tile on the wall of the elevator to be able to push the button. So every day, you're seeing the vision, and the church is like, hello, wake up. Yeah. You know, we're going to perish if we don't get a vision. What is God saying to us? And so Jacob did this, and in 7 years, of course, he got the daughter that he wanted immediately, but he had to work out the 7 years. But then when he started to leave, all of a sudden these sheep started birthing spotted, speckled, striped sheep. You know, they started. There's a multitude, so much so that, you know, greedy Laban is going like, I don't know if you can have all these or not. I didn't realize how many it's going to be. It's amazing how that always works. You know, when you show up and you're blessed at a workplace and people think that you're going to be like everybody else, but they find out God's blessings on your life, you're like, I didn't realize I'd be paying you that much. Well, this was the deal, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, he started. He was keeping his side of the bargain. Jacob wasn't. He was going to leave, and Laban was fighting him. His uncle was kind of, you know, wanting to stop him or whatever. But by the sheep looking at the vision, looking every day, drinking the water, and this is a picture of what we're supposed to do. You know, that we are supposed to have a vision. You got to have it before you. Listen, the enemy's painting a vision for America, a new direction for America, a transformation of America, a socialism type of America, a Marxism type of America, one without God in it. But if you'll get a vision for God and get a vision for his kingdom, and we share with you continually what God is doing through VFN Radio and VFN TV, that you can get vision, God's vision, hearing what he has in store for. I mean, Habakkuk, the prophet Habakkuk, wrote in chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. He specifically tells us what corporate world actually understands, and it seems that the church doesn't. He says, write down the vision and make it plain on tablets. I mean, they even put it on tablets and stick it to elevators so that a herald can run with it. Listen, if people don't know what you're doing and you're the only one that knows what's going on, that's not a vision. That's not working. You're not writing it plain enough. And he says, for the revelation waits for an appointed time. It speaks of the end, and it will not prove false. Though it lingers, wait for it will certainly come and will not delay. Realize that we're designed, those natural sheep that was happening inside of God's people under Jacob is a picture of us today. And if you are a leader, and you're seeing people paint visions for philosophies and men's traditions, and you see what's happening, it's like, you're gathering a whole bunch of not supposed to gather stuff together. Let's get a God vision and a kingdom vision and begin to believe that the church can win people to the Lord and advance his kingdom, that we can train them up and launch them out and still stay related and be the family God's called us to be and paint that vision before us. Listen, without vision, you don't have clarity. There's no clear foundation. Listen, if God is sending that a vision out for his church, and he is, and you can be tapping into what he's saying, he'll do it through an apostle. He'll do it through a prophet. Now, if it's through a prophet and prophetic word, God will bring an apostle in there to be able to bring clarity and foundation to it. But it's what God is saying and what he's doing. And this clarity, this foundation, is actually what begins to bring us as his people into the next generation and the fullness of what God has in store for us. And we should see it every day. We should put it just like the sheep went down to drink water every single day. When we go drink the water of God's Spirit and the bread of God's word, we should be looking at what God has called us to do. A vision for this generation to be able to advance the kingdom of God. Without vision, you perish.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.